coming. Someplace. So is summer and so is fall and so is
I am jacked, man. Yeah. I just.
Everybody's getting excited.
Signs of spring are right around the corner.
It's almost Christmas again, isn't it?
Stop
yeah,
it.
Exactly. Valentine's Day is Monday. Don't forget about your opportunity to get those great pro flowers. I'll tell you more about that. Plus, what the president got Michelle for Valentine's Day. And what do you mean?
No. I say
and then Monday we're going to talk about the music romantic. And the movies and stuff from Valentine's perspective. Right now, however, it is time for us to focus on the fact that it's Friday. And it being Friday, sometimes there's a way to wrap up the week. And email is a good way to do that because some of the things that I talk about
email.
Sort of get fed
email.
Back. You know what I mean?
Jennifer.
Ding.
What do you mean every stinking day? What kind of a thing is that? We're going to meet, by the way, in a few minutes, Chuck Neely from the Institute for Justice. A very compelling story. We always have. This is a program that's all about stories.
Is that like the Hall of Justice where the Wonder Friends hang out together and wait for crime-fighting opportunities?
Well, this is a way to deal with what one would consider crime. Yeah, I think so.
So do you think Chuck and his friends walk around in capes and underwear all day?
I'm guessing probably not.
Looking to fight crime.
Here is Darla Bernot.
Can we ask him?
Who was listening last week. She says she didn't catch the whole conversation. I heard you say it was Mardi Gras last Tuesday.
And it was not.
And then she says Fat Tuesday is the day before Ash Wednesday, day of feasting before the season of fasting during Lent, which is the 40 days before Easter.
And I believe, Doug, you thought it was the day, like, the
for whatever the reason,
Easter.
I was a month ahead of myself.
Yeah.
She said, I didn't know if anybody filled you in on this. Yes, madam, I heard plenty from everybody about what a dummy I was. And she said, she gave me the benefit of the doubt, though, Richie. She said, she thought I was looking at March's calendar.
No. But she was very sweet about it.
That's what it was.
Darla Bernot from Ford City, Pennsylvania. She listens on WTYM AM 1380. In Katanning, Pennsylvania. Aren't you sweet? Thanks for the message. I'll always appreciate input to Doug at DougStephan.com. Here's Trace, who says, I just got off the phone with a friend in Nebraska. He said that since early this morning, the snow has been falling heavily and it's nearly waist high. Temperature dropping below zero. The wind is increasing and his wife has done nothing but look through the kitchen window all day. And he said if it gets much worse, he may have to let her back in.
I'm not going to comment on that.
You didn't have to, right?
Yeah. I'm going to leave that one alone.
All right, so at 10 past the hour, we've already had our laughter at 10 after. We met Chuck. I met somebody. Let me put this in the right perspective.
Thank you.
I don't ever use the term we, talking about me. If it were we, that is the three of us, and we did not meet, but I did meet somebody from the Institute for Justice. They have a Center for Judicial Engagement and Enlightenment. This guy is a senior attorney with them, and he, Clark.
Yes.
Chuck. You sure? Clark?
Clark.
Well, Mr. Neely, how can we call him that? Mr. Neely.
There you go.
In a moment here on Good Day.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Do only dogs hear dog whistles?
Enjoy multi-car safety feature and good driver discounts when you switch to Geico. For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
The shadows start to fade as the light slips through the shade. Another morning sneaking in without a sound. Which aroma fills the air, and really nothing can compare to that first cup of Folgers going down. The best part of waking up is Folgers in your car.
American business is hopping, energized by Office Max rubber band balls, changing boring to bouncy. And we won't stop until every presentation is magic. Office Max has America's largest selection of retail ink and toner. So we have your ink. Purchase $60 in HP ink or any national brand ink and get a $15 iTunes gift card. Valid through February 12th. $60 before taxes. Offer in store only and excludes Office Max brand ink. Ink claim based on survey of select Office product superstores. Includes national and Office Max brand ink and toner and ink refill. Office Max. Work with us.
11 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Roberta Fasanelli is not here with us today, but Jennifer and Richie are. And I've become interested. I've learned about the Institute for Justice, something that I think you ought to know a lot about. This is not a political entity, but it is a group, Richie, that focuses on First Amendment rights.
Ah, property rights.
Yep. Constitutional cases. This is something very important to me, very near and dear to my heart. So we're joined by Clark Neely, who has been with the Institute for Justice for about 10 or 11 years. What sort of things, what sort of cases do you litigate mostly, Mr. Neely?
Well, good morning. Thanks for having me on. Most of my time at IJ has been focused on what we call economic liberty, or the right to earn a living free from unreasonable government interference. As I'm sure you know, there are literally thousands and thousands of laws in this country that make it difficult for people to earn a living, to follow the entrepreneurial spirit that is really the engine of this country. Those people are choked off by just an absolute mound of red tape, and what I focus on mainly is cutting through that and getting people back to work by getting government out of their lives.
One of the things that's consistent, even though my program is not a political show in the sense that we have a lot of discussions about right and left and the good and bad part of all of that stuff, I look at mostly the bright side, the right side of things, from how do you make your life better. And the government doesn't make our lives better, and I object to when people say, oh, well, and there are a lot of folks who get benefits out of the largesse of the rest of us, and I guess that's okay to a certain extent. But I'm a small business guy, and I guess you probably are too, Mr. Neely. And many people listening to this program are either trying to start a business or running a business, and they find themselves slapped in the face with all of these things. And the incursion of government just gets more and more and more and more. They have to go to court sometimes. The average guy can't afford it. That's where I guess you folks come in. Many people come to you for help in cases where they might not be able to either find the right expertise or be able to pay for it. Is that right?
Absolutely. You know, there's two ways to look at government, I think. There's sort of the ideal way, the way that maybe you're taught in your junior high civics class about how government's there to stand up for people and protect people. My experience of government is much different, and I think most citizens' experience of government is much different. Government is mainly about the use of force against people. And often it's manipulated by people to do things they could never do themselves. So, for example, in the cases I told you about earlier involving economic liberty, the way these laws get on the books, frankly, is that interest groups get together, they lobby for laws that are designed to put their competitors out of business. I mean, they do things with the government, using the government as a kind of a...
May I stop you for a second?
Sure.
The best example of that, Richie, is this was Senate 510. Mr. Neely, I'm a dairy farmer in addition to being a broadcaster.
Mm-hmm.
And when I looked at this Food Safety Enhancement Act from the FDA that went through the House and the Senate, took 2 years to get it passed. It never really got passed. It got tacked onto a bill to finally get it approved. But it is so onerous, and it's so obvious. This is the thing that's so distressing. These things that you're pointing out are so obvious, even to the average person. We keep all talking about it and all agreeing about how it is that campaign finance reform, it doesn't exist because the big companies have, it's like big government, big companies, big broadcast, everything's big, 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 big. And so the average person doesn't think that they have a way to confront this unless we all get together like people did in Egypt and just say, enough, sorry, it's over. And so that's sort of what we're talking about, this FDA thing that will put small farmers out of business because the big guys want to put them out of business. And you see it in every business. And you got to think that somewhere in the Constitution, somewhere in law, there's something that protects us from that. And that's what you do at the Institute for Justice. Just joining us, we're talking to Clark Neely, who is in the Center for Judicial Engagement at the Institute of Justice. Am I on the right page here?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the good news here is that we have the best secular document ever written. We have the Constitution of the United States that protects our right to earn a living, to own property.
So then why aren't we using it more? Why do we have so much of this stuff, and why is it so hard for many of us to keep fighting all of this stuff? Every day it's a new government problem, a new government program, a new government mandate, over and over, every single day. And yet you say we have the right to push back, but how easy is it to do that?
It's not easy. The basic problem we have is we have a judiciary that is not playing its constitutionally assigned role in the process. We have a judicial system in which judges have basically just gotten into the habit of saying yes to government, yes to more government power, yes to government expansion, and no to citizens. And we have to change that. We have a wonderful constitution.
How do we do it? Well, how do we change it?
We demand a judiciary that is made up of judges who will enforce the Constitution as it was written, as a charter of liberty and not as a blueprint for the expansion of government. That's how most judges interpret the Constitution today. It's just a blueprint for the facilitation of government power. That is exactly wrong.
That's what the Supreme Court did with the ruling on campaign contribution and many other things, and it's too political. All this stuff is politics. That's not what the Constitution is about. Constitution is about law, and that ought not to be political.
Well, if you permit me, I got to take exception with that one. You're talking about the Citizens United case. That was a wonderful example of the court stepping in, striking down a law. All those campaign finance laws, those are incumbent protection laws. Those are laws that are passed by sitting politicians to try to limit the amount of speech that there can be in the political process in order to make sure they get reelected. Think about it. Those sitting politicians have access to all kinds of ways.
I'm talking about the money side of it. I'm talking about how much money is now accessible so that Harry Reid can get $3 million from the interests in Las Vegas. And then, just a coincidence, 2 weeks after the election, he introduces a bill to allow Internet gambling. Yeah, this is that kind of stuff.
I hear you. I think, what I think the constitutional solution to that is we're not going to get money out of politics, but let's make sure that politicians don't have the ability to choke off money or speech from sources that they disapprove of. So I'm just saying, let's make sure it's an even playing field and not let politicians pass laws that are very effectively designed to essentially silence the opposition.
So this is something, we have a minute or so left here. You're able to take cases like in El Paso, where we're heard on KTSM. Tell us that story quickly about what's going on there.
Well, what we're doing in El Paso and what we're doing around the country is essentially we are going after local government laws that prevent people from just selling stuff, whether it's vending on the street, food truck carts, that kind of thing. There is just an unbelievable effort on the part of local businesses, brick-and-mortar businesses that don't want to have to compete, for example, with some great food cart that comes along selling something people want. So those laws don't have any business being on the books. We're taking them to court, and we're going to win those cases.
Good for you. I think that's, we all hear the stories every year about the 4- and 5-year-old who sell lemonade on the corner, and some idiot from the town comes by and says, "You don't have a license. You can't sell this stuff."
That's right.
And you want to run them over with a steamroller.
No, that's right. And what we need, when bureaucrats think no one's watching, bureaucrats act like no one's watching.
So can the average person, the street vendor you're talking about, just call you or go online to the website and get to somebody who will help?
Absolutely. We encourage people to come on the website. It's ij.org. Please check us out. Check out the new Center for Judicial Engagement. If you've got a problem, out there earning a living, get in touch with us. Maybe we can help.
ij.org.
Correct.
ij.org. That's it. You need to... I know I'm fascinated with this concept. Hopefully we'll have some more stories to tell as time moves on. Clark Neely, thank you for joining us. IJ.com. Check that out. If you got a problem and you want to sort of push back a little bit, this is the way to do it. 21 after on Good Day.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality quality, low moisture products, and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll free 1-888-331-0358. Your one stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines. It seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and begin to see a different world.
Work with us.
After the hour, the theme, familiar theme to all Americans, actually the people around the world, because there's much interest in this all over the place. I know there are a lot of soldiers who are stationed to bases, and they can get this kind of a strange way at the bases in Iraq, and some in Afghanistan, not much. You don't have, Afghanistan is so much more desolate. We thought Iraq was bad. Oof, man, you can't even begin to imagine what it's like there. Anyway, so this is fun. As they are able to get connected. Speaking of being connected, on last night's American Idol, a lady named Paris Tassin, that's T-A-S-S-I-N, sang for the judges. Let's see what it sounded like.
Far across the distance and spaces between us.
Not that so far.
You have come to show you.
Isn't this Titanic?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
There's nothing I fear.
Okay.
And I
know. Let's move on. Richie, you get a taste of some of these other shows. The show is now focused on James Durbin singing for the judges.
Oh, darling, please believe me.
I love this song.
I'll never do you
they all
no
sound
harm.
The same. They do. Men, women.
Warbling. Leave me when I beg you.
Okay, let's move on.
Wow.
Here's
out, home fry.
Stormy, a lady, young lady named Stormy Henley. Singing. Found if she's good enough.
Say, I'm up on my knees.
It's the same stuff.
I can't take it any longer. Oh, you can't give me what I need.
This is what spoils the show.
When she begged you not to go.
I don't think there was much hope. You had to have a really spectacular voice and couldn't do anything without that.
Mm-hmm. Aww.
Okay, bye. Lauren Elena, next up to sing.
As time goes by so slowly, that time can do so much.
Why don't you sing the song instead of all this up and down? These kids are getting bad advice.
They're trying to imitate.
They're all trying to imitate the same person.
Same people, yeah.
All right, let's try. This is when it gets tiresome. I like the energy between the two, all three of the judges at the beginning. We all know.
But when you have to listen to them sing, forget it.
Well, it's that and the smoke in J-Lo's face. Ugh. All right, so here's another tryout from Chris Medina.
You and I both loved what you and I spoke of.
Let's find one. Here's a potential country singer named Scotty McCreary, who apparently impressed J-Lo.
And baby, we ain't got no place to go. And I hope you understand.
This is interesting. This is different.
I've been thinking about this all day long.
He sounds just like Josh Turner, a country singer.
Yeah. And I can't believe how much it turns me on.
Just to be your man. Was I just a singer?
The birthplace of hip hop. Fall in love with a country singer.
J-Lo falls in love with a country singer. She likes him. Let's see here. Tiffany Rios.
Rios.
Rios?
Mm-hmm.
Buddy, how do you know? Did you watch
it? Because I'm reading it.
I'm reading it, too. I say Rios. You say Rios. I say Rios.
If it's R-I-O-S, Jennifer, Rios. How would you say it?
Rios.
Rios.
Say it again.
R-I-O-S.
Rios.
I'm going to be honest. I'm tired of seeing people try to do what I know I can.
Ooh.
Whoa.
Smackdown.
I heard church bells ringing.
She's not bad.
I saw my love.
All right. She ain't all that.
Peter Greenberg explaining what a shadow program is here.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Are you trying to come up with an educational vacation experience for your child? You may want to look for something called a shadow day, where they can get real hands-on learning. Students in grades 6 through 12 can follow animal caretakers, educators, and behaviorists during shadow day at the South Carolina Aquarium. The education program at the Aquarium of the Pacific in Long Beach, California, offers a variety of three-hour programs where you can shadow their specialist, including an aviculturalist. You know who that is? It's a bird keeper. Aquariums aren't the only animal habitats with these programs. The zoo in Boise, Idaho has a four-hour career shadow program for students aged 13 and up, where they can assist zookeepers or education staff watching them perform their daily duties. The Fort Wayne Children's Zoo assigns participants to a zookeeper for animals' daily cleaning and feeding. You have some say in the animals you work with, but of course the more dangerous animals are excluded. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Do you know why so many people have trouble learning new languages? Because they make the mistake of trying to learn it, when they should just absorb it. And right now, a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone will show you how. So stop memorizing, stop translating, and please stop doing drill after boring drill. Because now you can unlock your hidden language learning potential with the world's fastest, easiest way to learn, Rosetta Stone. We don't want you to take our word for it. We don't even want you to listen to the U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, or NASA, who all believe in our program. We just hope you'll accept our free demo so you can experience the power of Rosetta Stone for yourself. Discover the secret to learning a language faster than you ever imagined. For your free demo, call 1-800-906-6972. Don't try to learn a language. Just absorb it. Call 1-800-906-6972.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hi, I'm Don Wiskin, and have you ever wondered what the garlic cayenne drops could do for you? February is Heart Month, and we want you to find out just what can happen when you take the right combination of herbs designed to maintain our cardiovascular health. Purchase a 4-month supply of ExtendoVite drops or capsules, plus get a bonus month supply of capsules for only $125 plus shipping. That's 5 months worth of ExtendoVite for $25 per month. This is a Heart Month special to help get you started on your path to better health and ends February 28th. So don't be left out. Find out what ExtendoVite can do for you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Forget everything you've been told about long-term food storage. When the collapse happens, you'll need the single most effective way to get high-powered Delta Force nutrients to your family fast. Like any Special Forces commando, you need a plan. You need a Black Hawk Down food plan. Introducing the Survival Sprout Bank from Solutions from Science. It's your countertop survival garden. Yes, grow fresh greens right on your countertop in just a few short days. Sprouts are the green shoots that emerge from newly germinated seeds, and they are powerhouses of living, easily absorbed nutrients. The Survival Sprout Bank is a complete kit with nothing else to buy. And with sprouts so easy to grow, even children can grow emergency food. Call 877-327-0365 or go to SurvivalSproutBank.com. That's 877-327-0365 or order online at SurvivalSproutBank.com. Survival Sprout Bank, your Black Hawk Down emergency food plan.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
I never was captain of the football team, and you ain't never been a prom queen. We're just us, and that's okay. Like I do, well, it's a good day.
Okay, I've made an executive decision here at 33 past the hour. I'm changing my Facebook picture. I'm taking my shirt off right now, Jennifer.
Oh, boy.
I'm going to get somebody here. I'm in the studios of the Cable Radio Network, CRN Digital in Los Angeles. I'm going to find one of the people, one of the producers, who'll take a picture of me, and I'll post it on my Facebook page.
Yeah.
Very nice. That would be good.
Think that's a good idea?
Mm-hmm.
I can take off my pants, too. What do you think? Shirt and pants?
You know, let's not get crazy.
Right. Oh, shirt only?
Yes.
Huh. I'm not even going for the shirt.
How about shower and shave? Should I do that, too?
Yeah,
please.
Should probably do that.
Before any naked picture. It's always good.
Okay. All right, so we have President Obama buying something for his wife for Valentine's Day.
Yeah, what'd he get her?
He got her a $35 dress from H&M.
Oh, yeah. That's nice. I love H&M.
And M.
You think he went to the mall himself?
Yeah.
Picked it out? How do you do that? How do you think the president shops for a dress for his wife for Valentine's Day?
I don't know.
He said in his interview last week with O'Reilly in the Super Bowl interview, what do you miss most? And he said the ability to just go out and just, you know, be somewhat anonymous. He's like, that's ruined forever.
Right.
You know, just to go to a burger joint and have a burger, it turns into a big media affair.
Oh, yeah. Right. When we went with Joe Biden, remember last spring?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They went over across the bridge into Arlington for some big burger joint over there.
Yeah. They go down to Ben's Chili Bowl every now and then, too, and that always turns into a...
What a fiasco.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
But you
got
to go to Ben's Chili Bowl, man.
Right. All right, so that's what he got. What have you gotten? What's your... Right, you're going to get some fragrances for Valentine's Day, Jennifer. What do you think you're going to get?
Ooh, that would be nice. Maybe some body lotions. Hopefully some flowers. Hopefully Pro Flowers. I always like those.
All right. Pro Flowers is working on something, as they do every year at this time, and with every significant holiday, they become more significant. And this year at Valentine's Day, no exception to that. There are a lot of people who have still... Despite all the admonition, despite all the urging, despite all the warning, despite all the pleases, they have waited and still don't have what they need for their loved one. Well, the folks at Pro Flowers come to your rescue because they will help you avoid that embarrassment of, oh, I've forgotten. You have to run out and get a bunch of junk like weeds. You're going to try to pass off those weeds for flowers on Monday? No, you're not. You're going to get on the phone right now and call 800-PRO-FLOWERS and get one dozen red roses or two dozen assorted roses with a free glass vase and some chocolates for $29.99. You heard me right. Under $30 for chocolates and roses. That is the special deal ProFlowers has for you right now, guaranteeing delivery for Monday. And make sure, by the way, when you go to 800-PRO-FLOWERS and you mention my name, Doug, you ask them for the specialists of special handling. You'll get charged a little bit more. You get $29.99 plus shipping and handling. That's okay. Compare that when you see the quality, the freshness of these roses to anything that you can find anywhere else for twice as much money. You will come away impressed. If you've never used ProFlowers before, you know what I'm talking about. After you try it. You won't know before you try it. After you try it, you'll know why I have talked about these people during Valentine's Day for, what, 4 or 5 years now. So here you go. 800-PRO-FLOWERS. Mention Doug. Or go to proflowers.com. Click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner. Type in Doug to get the ProFlowers deal, these beautiful red roses or the assorted roses. It is the deal. It is the time. And this is the place. Proflowers.com. Click on the mic and type in Doug.
Boat, an RV, a PWC, or an ATV. Well, FYI, Geico could save you money on insuring those vehicles. And here's how easy it is. You call Geico and speak with a specialized agent about all the vehicles you own. The agent crunches the numbers. And if you're like thousands of others, your rate is less than what you pay now. And where I come from, paying less means saving money. Call Geico today for a free rate quote. Geico, saving people money on more than just car insurance.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Increase employee productivity and stop malware threats.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Web Filter is an integrated hardware and software solution that enforces internet usage policies by blocking access to websites and internet applications that are not business related. The Barracuda Web Filter is the easiest way to get your staff back to work
while preventing harmful malware from entering your network.
Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit.
888-ANTI-SPAM
or visit Barracuda.com.
Attention, Hydralyze is currently seeking participants with dark circles and puffy eyes. If you have dark circles or bags around your eyes due to heredity, fatigue, or aging, you are eligible to see results and participate in the Hydralyze trial. Hydralyze was introduced to improve delicate skin around the eyes and now has been shown to eliminate dark circles and bags. It effectively diminishes even dark circles caused by heredity. To participate in the Hydralyze trial and see results risk-free, call 1-800-381-5589. Fragile capillaries around the eye can leak, allowing blood to pool beneath the skin like an ugly bruise. But right now, you can join the thousands of people who have seen their dark circles fade away, watched as bags literally disappeared from view. Participate in the free trial by calling today. If you're serious about getting rid of your dark circles or bags around the eyes, you are eligible to participate and experience results with Hydralyze. Call this number today, 1-800-381-5589. Once more, that's 1-800-381-5589.
Cable TV rates continue to skyrocket higher and higher, and the profit-hungry cable giants have pushed consumers around long enough. It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed free with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. It's just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network professionally installed for free, plus an HD video recorder for free, over 15 premium channels, HD free for life. And if you call in right now, Dish will throw in HBO and Showtime free for 3 months. Dish Network is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-696-2921. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At $24.99, they're giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-696-2921. That's 800-696-2921. Again, 800-696-2921.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
20 before the hour, Dr. Ken Kronhaus will join us in a few minutes here on the Good Day program. In the meantime, we catch up with some of the people who are in the news, like Enrico Ponzo.
Who's he?
It's 20 before the hour. You have, I was going to ask you this question a few minutes ago. I'm going to ask you now as a belated 2020 news quiz question. Who is Enrico Ponzo? identify him, or you can give me his new identity if you'd like. Enrico Ponzo. Why is his name all over the news this week? 800-510-8255. My inquiring mind wants to know if you know who Enrico Ponzo is.
Okay.
Right? 800-510-8255. Meanwhile, you cannot pick up a newspaper. You cannot... Look, I'm on the Internet. Listen, I got three sources of information in front of me. Every one of them have a picture of Lindsay Lohan in the same white dress. And the story that's on one of the websites has nothing to do with her court appearance. The question is, was her dress okay? That's the question. Her dress and whether or not it was appropriate for court. She doesn't have any, I mean, she's got a little bit of a figure, but her legs are so skinny. She's abused herself for so long with drugs and tobacco and who knows what else. And yet she still, she faces felony charges. That's well, but when she gets into court, the judge says, you better look out, young lady. And then they give her the special treatment. She goes out the back
door. They say she's going to plea bargain this.
Yeah. Well, she pled not guilty to the charge of a $2,500 necklace. She lives in Venice Beach. She went into a little jewelry store there and took it and walked out. What do you, I mean, if you're not under the influence of crack or alcohol or something else, what are you thinking? She's got money. Somebody around her's got to have money.
Mm.
Was she by herself, Jennifer? Or was
I don't know if she was or not.
Apparently the jeweler did not want to press charges.
No. Well, he's got all this publicity. Why did he? I'll open up my... Here's the special. Lindsay Lohan's necklace, now $5,000.
Mm-hmm.
And some idiot will pay that. So a lot of... She's actually done this before, though. TMZ says that she has a history of taking things.
Yeah.
Right?
That's the story.
Yeah.
Who was it that had the stealing problem? The shoplifting?
Winona Ryder.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but look at these headlines. They're all over the place. Lohan charged with felony grand theft. Pleads not guilty. Lohan's past thefts come back to haunt her. Lindsay offered to take a lie detector test. She says she didn't do it. What do you mean she didn't do it? She put it on and walked out.
Is
she that out of it?
It's pretty common with drug addicts, though, to always keep looking for that next big thrill, right?
Yeah,
right.
She tweets that she doesn't steal. Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Let's see here. Lindsay may have a good shot at beating the rap. Some people say, not the first time. I mean, look at all of this stuff. Paige, Lindsay is open. She's going to open her own set of boutique stores. Did you hear that?
Yeah. No. So people can come in and steal from her for a change.
Put her and Charlie Sheen together.
You see the top headline on on TMZ about Charlie Sheen?
No.
Apparently he spoke at UCLA yesterday to the baseball team.
Yeah.
And got a standing ovation for delivering the stirring anti-drug speech, saying, stay off crack, drink a chocolate milk.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
There you go.
A lot of credibility to that guy.
Oh, my God. All right, so let's see here. Also all over the place, Richie, would you see if you can find cut 1109 and 1110? This is Jennifer Hudson, who appeared with Oprah either yesterday or today. And she talks about... feeling empowered after she lost all that weight.
Yeah, she lost 80 pounds.
I think so. And I think because of the reaching the goal in it all.
Uh-huh.
You know, I feel so empowered. And I think that's why I feel like I do now, you know. Yeah.
Because it's a combination of losing the weight and everything that comes with that. Yeah.
And gaining that control and knowing that I can and I did it.
Yeah, how do you feel about that, Oprah?
Yeah, maybe Oprah needs to get on the same deal. All right.
She has been several times.
Right. So when you hear stories like that, we go back around to all of the discussion we've had over the last month or so with Richie and Jennifer and Roberta and me and others who are associated with the program, losing weight. I don't know how she lost it. How'd she lose the 80 pounds?
Weight Watchers. She's a spokesperson.
Okay. Yes. All right. So is she a spokesperson for them now?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, is she?
The commercials on all the time.
Yeah. All right. Well, so I'm going to be a spokesperson for Medifast. Richie, you could be a spokesperson
Absolutely.
For Medifast. The difference between... Metafast and Weight Watchers, I think, is the food and the way that they watch you and monitor you and the fact that doctors actually recommend Metafast. I think that's really the
bottom line. Well, for someone who's been on both, let me tell you that the difference is that with Weight Watchers, you're going to either a weekly meeting or you're going online. With Metafast, you actually have somebody who's keeping track of you and calling you every week to make sure that you're doing okay and is always there to answer questions. You can always call this person.
And the other big difference is that with Weight Watchers, you are going to have to still control your food.
Right.
The portions, whether this food is right, this food isn't, and they have the point system. But with Metafast,
it's all thought out.
It's
for
done.
You.
Yeah, I don't have to think about anything. Here's what I'm having for breakfast. Here's what I'm having for snack. Here's what I'm having for lunch.
All right. So in a moment, Dr. Ken Kronhaus will be here to tell you why he supports and recommends Metafast here on Good Day.
Can you get long-lasting pain relief without taking pills all day?
Yes,
with Thermacare heat wraps.
I was surprised. I got real relief without pills.
I could actually feel the real heat of Thermacare relax and unlock my tight muscles.
Over 8 hours, Thermacare is more effective for back pain than the maximum dose of acetaminophen, the medicine in Tylenol.
No pills, no pain, just relief.
Try Thermacare heat wraps. Go to Thermacare.com for a $3 off coupon now. Use as directed.
800-510-8255. It's always a way for you to be in touch with us. If you have questions for Dr. Ken about losing weight, you can ask us whenever he's here. And as a matter of fact, he's here right now. The focus on losing weight, we were talking about Jennifer Hudson, Ken. You probably heard us and how much she's lost. And it was on another product on Weight Watchers. The difference between Metafast and Weight Watchers, I said, was in fact that this product, Metafast, is recommended by you and other doctors. And I don't know if they can make that. I mean, there are a lot of celebrities who have lost a lot of weight on the other program. But this is aimed at making sure you stay healthy because people liable, they get on these programs, they go up and down like a yo-yo, right? You got to be careful of that for sure. A lot of medical reasons for being careful. So will you go over them with us for a moment?
I like both products, but I especially like the Metafast better because I think it's easier as a consumer to use. And Metafast, you can stay on it forever. You keep the weight down. And you're motivated to do it, and it works. I see it day after day in my medical office how satisfied people are with this program, how healthy they are, and how happy they are.
Well, you keep hearing Jennifer and Richie and the folks who are on the program who are associated with this who are doing so well with it, and that's kind of what I like about it. I'm happy to be telling you a story about something that actually works. So if you want to lose up to 20 pounds this next month, 2 to 5 pounds a week, do what Richie and Jennifer and I and Roberta and others have done. Log on to MetafastKen.com. MetafastKen.com. Enter Dr. Ken, D-R-K-E-N, and you save $50. Don't wait and don't think, oh, well, I'll think about it over the weekend. No, just call now or go online. But calling is easy enough. 800-506-4115. Use Dr. Ken to save $50. That's the code, D-R-K-E-N. Either calling 800-506-4115. 4115. The results, you'll be so pleased with them. Or logging on to MetafastKen, all one word, MEDIFASTKEN, MetafastKen.com, and also entering Dr. Ken to save $50. Ready, set, Metafast. All right, Ken, and some of the people, again, a lot of news this week about heart-related items, strokes, and here's a story about fame and those who have it and how it it still doesn't make any difference what your background is. You still are subject. You still could be prey to a stroke.
Doug, with the Academy Awards a few weeks away, Tinseltown this week is home to an international stroke conference and a Hollywood trivia quiz. What do Sharon Stone, Dudley Moore, James Garner, and Elizabeth Taylor have in common besides an Oscar nomination?
All have heart problems.
Well, they all suffered strokes. A reminder that money and fame cannot insulate you from
health. James Garner did? When did he have a stroke? I didn't know he had a stroke. Really? Wow. All right. The new safe pacemaker. What's the story on that for those who need one?
Your favorite organization, the FDA, they approved the first heart pacemaker that can safely be used during magnetic resonance imaging exams. It's called Revo MRI. This is a breakthrough. I think the other companies are going to soon follow.
We've been talking about how good chocolate is. If you're a kid, it's not good for you.
Annual meeting of American Academy of Dermatology. Mom's right. Chocolate may make acne worse. This is a small preliminary study.
Yeah, that's when I started having trouble with acne when I was a kid eating all the chocolate I did. I still eat it. My face looks better, though, don't you think?
Your face looks great.
Thank you. 51 after with Dr. Ken on Good Day.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Skip the long lines and high prices at the florist, because right now at ProFlowers.com, you can get 2 dozen assorted roses with a free glass vase and a free box of chocolates for just $29.99. Just visit ProFlowers.com. Look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 4444. Unlike overpriced flowers at the florist, which sit in the cooler for days, our flowers are sent fresh cut from the fields and are guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days. Just visit ProFlowers.com today to get 2 dozen assorted roses with a free glass vase and free chocolates for only $29.99. Order now and pick the delivery date you want. It's guaranteed. But hurry, because Valentine's Day is this Monday, and our special offer ends this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit ProFlowers.com. Look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 4444.
Sheryl Crow from the movie Cars. Sheryl Crow is 49 today. She's does it sound like I'm a pervert if I say she's a hot chick?
She is a hot chick, you know.
Yeah. But I'm a little older than you, Richard, so she's about the right age.
Yeah, she's okay. Yeah.
Very good. She needs a hamburger or two, but she's getting better.
She's very hot. Hey, kids are all excited that Cars 2 will be coming out. Chuck, is that this summer, right?
It is, yep. Yeah.
Ah, Cars 2.
In my opinion, Toy Story maybe, but this is probably one of the best animated movies that's ever come out, Chuck.
My daughter loves it. And, yeah. You know, Cam buys all the toys, Lightning McQueen, Life's a Let's Go.
It's just fun. It's a good story without some deep political message trying to ingrain into your kids like a Penguin movie. Ugh.
All right, now I need to be a distraction here for just a second. I asked a question about Enrico Ponzo. Richie, do we have somebody there? What did we do with that? I don't want to. Once in a while, I lose my train of thought.
Here, you want to talk to Liz?
Liz. I want to have Liz. Chuck, hold on just a second, please, if you don't mind. All right, Liz, who's Enrico Ponzo?
Good morning. Enrico, he's a mobster guy that was just found in Idaho, I think.
Yes. He was the head of the New England crime mob for about a decade. He went to
Idaho.
Changed his name to Jeffrey Shaw. Put the house in his girlfriend's name, pays cash for everything, and it's taken our brilliant law enforcement agency, the FBI, about 11 years to find this guy. They have, and that was a tip apparently from somebody, but he is in court this week, pled not guilty to charges from an indictment in 1997 of killing 14 people and racketeering. Conspiracy to kill other people. Why don't they just let them kill each other? Why is that bad? Let the one mobster kill another mobster.
Because they end up killing other people at the same time.
Well, if they would be more smart about it, they could just, you know, get rid of the... What do you think of that idea, Liz? Is that a good idea?
Absolutely. The best.
Yeah, all right. Okay.
Get rid of them.
Yeah, get rid of them. Let them shoot each other. It'll save us time and trouble, all of those trials. Come on. All right, Liz, would you like a prize?
Oops. Hold on. Let me put her back on here.
No, Rich, you can take care of her.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks, Liz.
Hold on a second. Michael will take care of you. Meanwhile, Chuck, a little gossip from Tinseltown. Apparently, Scarlett Johansson who was married to Ryan Reynolds, is seeing Sean Penn, who's 24 years older than she is. She's 27.
Well, the rumor is that she's interested in him.
Oh,
not
really?
That she started, yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Hey, why is this a news story for you after just saying that Sheryl Crow is hot and she's younger than you are?
Oh, because I didn't say it was a... I think it isn't an age thing. It's just that one interested in the other. I think that's it, Gene.
Okay.
All right, so Chucker, movies this weekend, Jennifer Aniston all over television, Adam Sandler all over television. Is that movie the number one movie of the weekend?
Yeah, most likely. Most are predicting that it'll open in the $30, $35 million range.
Now,
it's
Chucker.
Cool, but just go with it. I got to say one thing. I'm a big fan of Sandler, but the trailers look fairly bland. It just doesn't really...
But see, here's the interesting juxtaposition here.
Yeah.
Sandler always opens a movie well. His movies do well. They have legs. They carry it. They do DVD well.
True.
Aniston really doesn't. Does she kill his movie?
Name. She's a name.
She's had some. I mean, Molly and Me was a big hit. She played Jim Carrey's love interest in, what was it called?
Oh, Almighty. Bruce Almighty.
Bruce Almighty.
Yeah, that was good.
She had at least two or three movies that made well over $100 million. They're not critically acclaimed stuff, but you know, she's had a decent career, keeps working, makes a lot of money. Just want to point out one bit of movie news. Actor Ryan Gosling, who was the star of The Notebook, well-respected actor in the business, has signed on to star in Warner Brothers' remake of the 76 sci-fi movie Logan's Run. That's about a future society where you can't live past the age of 30. I got to say the original film had a lot of good ideas, but it's not really a good movie in my opinion, so... A remake, I think, in this case is certainly justified.
Hey, Chucker, this is the anniversary of the opening of Shampoo. Julie Christie, Goldie Hawn, Jack Warden, Lee Grant won an Oscar for Best Supporting Actress in it with Warren Beatty.
And that was a big hit in its time. I think they're going to do some sort of loose variation of a remake of that film. You know, one other bit of news, talking about remakes, Warner Brothers yesterday released the new trailer to its Arthur remake online. I posted it on my website. It stars Russell Brand in for Dudley Moore. I think the biggest change from what I could tell in the trailer, it appears that the character of Arthur Bach is not an alcoholic, but Brand plays him sort of like a man-child.
I actually
like the trailer. I thought it looked pretty good.
Chucker's blog, if you go to gooddayshow.com, click on, you'll see Chuck's picture there in the contributors box. Click onto that. It goes to Entertainment, Entertainment Today and Beyond. That's what it is.
Yes.
Entertainment Today and Beyond. You'll find lots of the Chucker's feelings about movies, DVDs, videos, et cetera, because that's his expertise.